Okay, so we're in the middle of February. Things are tootling along at school, and I've made a couple of changes to my teaching this year. What I want to talk about right now is a change in the way I am teaching note reading to my third graders. So this is year number 20 of teaching music to elementary kids for me this year. And in the past, I have always taught some sort of mnemonic system for the treble clef. Always used FACE for the spaces. I've kind of vacillated between Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge and Every Good Boy Does Fine for the line notes, but I've always taught the line space system with a mnemonic device, mainly because that's how I learned it myself in elementary school and also in piano lessons as a student. And I never really was presented a different option in college, so that's how I learned it. And I do have an understanding, even as a student, I had an understanding of how the grand staff works, that it goes up and down alphabetically, but I don't think I really started doing much with that information until, I don't know, a couple of years into my piano lessons. And I don't remember, although we probably did discuss it, but I don't remember having it hit upon when I was in elementary school in my general music classes either. But last year I was at conference, my state music conference in Illinois at the end of January. I think it was last year, it might have been 2 years ago. But anyway, I was listening to a presentation by a guy named Brian. I believe he was from Iowa. And he was talking about using the rhyme one potato, two potato with his younger kids, and then using the game with one potato, two potato to fill the beat, where you stack your fists on top one another, and then doing that with a partner, and then taking that into the, you know, the next grades when they started doing line and space notes, and instead of stacking fists, they would alternate fist, flat hand, or start with a flat hand and then do fist, I guess it was, to represent the lines and the spaces on the staff, which was a really interesting idea to me. And then when they did that, they changed it from one potato to E potato, F potato. And then talked about how the staff went up alphabetically, which I covered with my students, but we covered it as a secondary fact after we've gone over the lines and spaces. And then I put the mnemonics on the board stacked together and, you know, talked about, okay, so there's a note above the staff, how do I figure that out, and then led them to see that, oh look, it goes E, F, G, A, but it was always after the fact. And I found that using that system with the mnemonics, there was this like huge flow chart of things that had to happen in order for the kid to figure out a note. First, he had to decide if it was in the staff or out of the staff. If the note was in the staff, we were going to use our mnemonics. If it was out of the staff, we were going to use alphabet. If it was in the staff, then the next thing they had to do was figure out if it was a line or a space note to decide which mnemonic device they were going to use. And inevitably, in every class, there was one or two children who just couldn't reliably decide if a note was a line or a space note, even though we had gone over it. So that was really tricky, and it was a lot of questions to ask themselves, and I found that some kids just couldn't remember the process. And I actually ended up making a little flowchart kind of thingy that I made a small version that they could hold in their hand, and then a larger version that I put on the wall to help those kids that were struggling. But I felt like I had to put a lot of like extra structure in order for the kids to understand. So this year I went directly to, we did one potato, two potato last year, and I don't do this until third grade note reading, so second grade was kind of late for one potato, two potato, but that was fine. And then we did the E potato, G, F potato at the end of second grade, and then at the beginning of third grade this year, we started note reading on the actual staff, and all I did was tell them the bottom line was excellent, and so it was E, and that was it. So that was the only piece of information they needed, other than that they needed to count every line and every space going up. And then we just did it by the alphabet. And then I would start throwing in notes that were under the staff. And most of them have a pretty easy time figuring out, well, if we're going forward in the alphabet when we go up, we go backward in the alphabet when we go down. So there was only one question they had to ask themselves, and that was, do I remember what the bottom line was? And then we went from there. And so I thought, after I taught them this, that I would then teach them mnemonics. Once they had a good handle on how this grand staff, well, not the grand staff, but the treble clef staff worked alphabetically and that there were lines and spaces, then I would teach them the Every Good Boy Deserves Fudge and FACE to help them figure it out faster. And here's my realization. We spent 2 weeks practicing the alphabetical, starting on E, going up, always counting up from E. And we worked on that with an app on the iPods called Note Squish. That is, you play the game for 1 minute and it puts notes up, and it's kind of like whack-a-mole, and they have to tap the letter of the note that is showing, and they get points for getting notes right and correct in order without any mistakes, and they lose points for missing notes. So it's a great way to keep score of, you know, kind of like assess where children are at. So we use that for 4 music classes, and after those 4 music classes, my goal was that in order to move on to actually playing an instrument with music that had notes on it, they had to have 3 scores of 40 or better on Note Squish. And at the end of 4 music classes in every one of my sections of third grade, there was at least 4 or 5 children who had moved on. That's about a quarter of the class, a fifth to a quarter of the class. And by the end of the next week, which is 2 more music classes, so 6 music classes, almost half the children had moved on. So I figured that was a good point to teach the mnemonic and say, okay, you can use this instead. And here's my realization. Once I taught the mnemonic, not one kid wanted to use it. I cannot convince any of them that this is easier. They all just want to do the way that they know. It requires one question and we count it from E. I am baffled by this because I've always taught the mnemonic, and I think that for children who are easy, for children who can easily tell line or space notes, it could be faster, but it's a whole lot more to remember. And I'm surprised that I have not realized this until year number 20 of teaching. So I've got kids who are using the count up from E method reliably and correctly without a lot of mistakes. And they're able to figure out notes above and below the staff because they have a firm understanding of how the lines and spaces work. So I eliminated a lot of problems. Speed is an issue because they're always counting up from E, but I'm finding my high-end kids who were quick to move on have already found that there's a couple of notes in the staff that they can find really easily. Some of them have latched onto the B third line. They know that's B and they'll count up from that. There are a few who've latched onto A because this is the beginning of the alphabet. But almost all of the ones, my middle and high kids have found another like note to land on in the middle so they don't have to go up from the bottom every time. It's just a very fascinating process. I really do think that next year I will not even bother teaching the mnemonic other than just to mention it in passing and to say that your parents, if they know how to play an instrument, probably know how to name the lines and spaces with this so that they can like interact with other musicians. But I'm not sure at this point that there is a reason to even continue like focusing on that mnemonic. And even more amusing to me is that all of this is very Common Core, right? The whole idea of taking the idea of a staff apart and understanding how it works and not just memorizing that what these are. So my administrators are loving this, even though we don't have like specific Common Core music standards. The concepts that we're covering are very Common Core. It's not just rote memorization anymore. Everyone is happier. We'll see how things continue next year. And I thank you for listening.